The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Scout, how are you today?
I'm all right. I'm pretty good.
We have just been listening to a little bit of Over and Over, the new single. It's very different to your debut album.
Yes, it is. It was sort of a natural progression for me, actually. So the first record, I had all of these songs for a long time. I lived with them and played them live for many years. So by the time I got into the studio, not only was it my first record, so I'm a bit more precious about it, I also had a very good sense of how I wanted them to sound. And this time I went into the studio with just the finger plucking skeletons of these songs. And I thought, let's do an experiment where we try and just do 5 songs. And my only intention is just to have so much fun in the studio.
My word. What a way to approach things. Honest to God, who said anything about fun in the studio? When was that ever on the agenda?
And you know what? I was working with a dear friend of mine who's producing it, who I knew is an amazing producer, amazing musician. For me also, I wanted it to be collaborative.
Yeah.
I wanted to be open to experimentation and seeing where the songs wanted to go and letting go of my ego attachment to how I thought things should sound.
On your Instagram, there's a little beautiful video of the song with your family and friends. You want to kind of involve everyone with this, do you?
Well, you know, it's funny. What's also changed in the 2 years since I released my first album is like, I don't mind being cringe anymore in service of my music being heard, because if you'd asked me a few years ago, would I ever make like a TikTok dance? I would have said, absolutely not. I would not in 1,000 years have done anything like that. And this time I thought, you know what? Let's try it. That sounds fun.
It sounds like you're learning all the lessons of the music business, which is very much do what you have to do, isn't it? That I know this to my cost. But I was reading that you were kind of making music in college, but then there was this big gap. I mean, what happened? Why did you not continue to apply yourself in the music from early on?
I was, but my first bandmate in college, he got a real job after school. And I thought to myself, I should probably get a real job. I worked in fashion. I worked as an interior designer, but all the while, I taught myself how to play guitar. I started writing my own music. I was always working at it. I was always figuring it out. I just denied it.
Right.
I just denied it because I maybe had some like guilt or shame around growing up in privilege, etc. And I thought, I'm not allowed to do this thing that is so joyful for me. And so I just had to get out of my own way.
Right. I know that you toured in Ireland and you would have been playing some very glamorous places. You'd been playing Peddler Max in Athlone and Sean's Bar and Whelan's in Dublin. How did you enjoy that?
It was my first time to Ireland and I absolutely fell in love with the country. I fell in love with the people. I love playing at pubs. What an amazing thing for an artist, because you know, in America, if I'm playing in a loud bar, I'll usually start singing. And what happens is people go quiet. So my first night at Peddler Max, and we don't have a monitor. It's like a little, we threw that show in last minute, right? So it's like a little haphazard. We're a little tired and jet lagged. And I can't hear myself. And people are talking. And I think to myself, oh my God, I'm bombing. And then people are coming up to me after the show and they're like, oh my God, that was amazing. Your voice, the richness, the tone, the artistry. And I'm like, you were talking half the show. And I come to realize, this is Ireland. This is Ireland. And what was fun is every pub we played, I got better and better at engaging the crowd. That when we played at Sean's, there was this group of young guys. And it was almost like I engaged them as like my backup dancers, my boys. And I was like, you know, I want audience participation. If you know the words by the second chorus, you better sing along. I was like, come on, let's go. And they're standing up and they're singing. And someone goes, the lads never stand up.
I was very intrigued too that you were kind of encouraged in this in your Irish adventures by a friend, Mary Hensey, a chiropractor in Athlone.
A chiropractor and a healer. She is a deeply mystical, hilarious, and tender friend who I've known for years, who's been trying to get me to come to Ireland for years.
I have to ask you, your family, is it a help or a hindrance? Do you get more encouragement or less encouragement?
Remains to be seen, but thus far, it's both. And I think in a way, everyone's life, we all have things that have been really helpful about the family we came from and things that have been kind of challenging because of it. You know, it's like, here I have a built-in name and an audience for sharing my artwork.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there is a different lens of judgment and people not wanting to take me seriously and projecting on me.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I come from a family of artists.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm supported in pursuing my art. And I know there's a lot of people for whom just that would be such a privilege to have parents who are like, yes, pursue you love to do, and not like, you should go be a doctor or something. And so, and to be inspired by their artistry and the way they, my mom, she really keeps working on her craft and keeps focusing on it and like always trying to improve. And I'm very, very inspired by my parents.
Oh, great. Yeah. Have you played your music to them and how do they react to it?
They love it.
Ah, great.
I feel really lucky. You know, my mom is so sweet. I played a show in April and I remember my mom was coming from a work gig in Milan and she flew in, came straight from the airport to Pasadena to come to my show. And no matter who this woman is, in that moment for me, she is sitting there with her phone out recording me, singing along to every word of my music, of my song.
And there is no mother, hopefully, who hasn't been in the same position. When your child goes on stage, your phone comes out. It's just all there is to it. You're just beaming. And they're the only child they can see, which is fantastic. Well, that sounds great. I'm delighted to hear that. And they're loving it. So will we see you back in Ireland again, do you think?
Of course. I'm trying to, trying to build up my loyal Irish fan base so that I always have a reason to come back. But I barely explored even a little bit of it. I went to Drogheda, I went to Sligo for a second, Dublin and Athlone, but there's so many places I still need to go.
There is. There's no end. Scout, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.